Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Today is August 17th, 2013, and my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host for today, as usual. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning, and our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy and producer,
Bob. Morning, Bob.
Bob Martin.
That's so memorable, he forgot my name.
No. That was one of those pregnant pauses. I want to see if someone's going to jump in.
One of those Paul Harvey pauses for dramatic effect.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. It's great to be in for Savannah this morning on my part.
Yeah. Where is Savannah anyway? In Montana or something?
Yeah. She's off at another one of her friend's weddings. All of her friends are getting married this summer.
I see. So she's out gallivanting around.
She insists she's not next, but
she's doing the wedding circuit. There you go. So let's see. We're streaming worldwide. You're listening to No Fear Radio. You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived as well. You can friend me on Facebook at Mark E. Kent, or you can go to Twitter. I got a Twitter account now. I got a couple of them actually, but, I believe the one is, Mark E. Kent at Got T. So, that's
we're not going to ask where that came from.
I'll have to verify.
Let it be, Bob. Let it be.
Like TEA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, that's what I say. Let it lie.
Okay. I'll do my quote and then we'll go to the veterans events. First quote is, it's not in the nature of politics that the best men should be elected. The best men do not want to govern their fellow men. So.
Very nice. Who's that from?
That's from George E. McDonald. I'm not sure exactly who he is, but he sounds like he's an intelligent fellow.
All right.
Veterans events?
We do. We have a few, veterans events. Coming up on September 28th, we have Shasta County Cook-Off with Missing in America Project, and that will be held at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Can you say that five times fast?
Not today, probably. Admission is going to be $10. And again, that will be September 28th from 12 to 7 p.m. If you're interested, the number to call is 530-215-0987. Also, I wanted to let the listeners know that we're going to have a grand opening for the Veterans Home coming in October. They finally got a date. It's October 25th at 10 a.m. And also, the AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary's monthly meeting is this Wednesday, the 21st at 5:30 p.m. at Tobacco and Brew. We've got lots of different projects that we're working on for the veterans in the North State. So if you're interested, stop by and see what we're doing.
Very good, very good. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneville at Destiny Fellowship. And We the People Radio every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. to 10. Do you know who they're having on tomorrow, Bob?
Yes, we just got word. We've got Dave Hodges in the second hour. Dave Hodges out of the talk show host and investigator out of Phoenix, Arizona. He'll be on in the second hour from 9 to 10 tomorrow morning. Still working on the first hour.
Very good, very good. And we're going to have Shannon Grove in today from the 34th Congressional Assembly District.
Yes.
Very good. She's supposed to call in at quarter after. We have news stories and stuff that we're going to go after here today as well. I have a letter here. We've been hearing all the week in the news that Obama, President Obama, you know, was in a lot of his I hate to say minions or followers, but people that like him have been really up in arms about this Missouri clown thing, even though the rodeo clown wore a mask of Obama, and they just got all upset about it. Which, gee, they wore one of Bush and any other president, no big deal. But this is a letter to President Obama. Dear Mr. President, or dear Mr. President Obama, I am reaching out to you as a friend. I know you must be deeply hurting after what happened in the Missouri State Fair. Sure, probably you tried to avoid watching the news while you're on your vacation, but I am sure the pilot who airlifted your dog to your rental mansion in Martha's Vineyard just probably caught you up to that, got you up to speed. That guy's such a chatterbox. Your jaw must have hit the floor when you heard the news. A rodeo clown in Missouri poked fun at you. Yeah, I know. Almost impossible to believe. The gall, the gumption, the racism. Don't worry. The entire country erupted in outrage. Democrats and Republicans issued statements of condemnation. And now the offending clown has been banned for life from the Missouri State Fair. There will be likely action taken against the Missouri Clown, Rodeo Clown Association, and I do hope justice is visited upon them swiftly. I think they're all a little sick of the Missouri Rodeo Clown Association causing trouble. It's something new every week with those freaking guys. But all of this is of no consolation. In fact, the fact is a rodeo clown in Missouri made fun of you. Nothing can ever ease the pain he has caused. This sort of crass lampooning of public officials has never happened at a rodeo until now. And I know that because of a bunch of people who have never been within 150 miles of a rodeo said so, then worse still, the crowd erupted in applause at the spectacle of a guy in an Obama mask being chased by a rampaging bull. Racist, the lot of them. I mean, Bush never got this sort of treatment. Nobody ever mocked or satirized him. No crude jokes were ever told about him. Nobody ever wished violence or death upon him. Ever. You know why? Because he's white. White presidents always get treated nicely, especially white Republicans. Just ask Lincoln. The whole country agreed for over two centuries that we don't ever insult presidents. And then you get into office, all of a sudden every day is the pick of the on the President's Day. Outrageous. Besides, you are due some respect. You've earned it. You've done nothing but serve people and make their lives better. And this is how they treat you, ungrateful brats. You should drone bomb these haters. Just kidding, but seriously, you should. You're the first president in history to actually order the assassination of American citizens, and I say, why stop with some Muslim propagandists and his completely innocent son who never committed any crime at all? I'm especially sick of all these punks in the middle class who won't stop complaining about you. What's their issue? Okay, you haven't done anything about the unemployment rate your whole time in office. Medium household income has dropped. Less businesses are opening. The number of people in poverty has increased while the number of high-paying jobs has decreased. All of this while taxes go up and Obamacare looms, threatening to strangle small business owners and put thousands more out of work. But so what? I've got two words. Food stamps. Or is it food stamps? I'm not sure if those are connected. I don't know. I can't spell it. I can just use it to get my Lucky Charms and Dr. Pepper. You've made all this work crap obsolete by increasing the entitlement state more than any other president in history. You've added more than 11,000 Americans a day to SNAP. You've got a million relying on government for rent. You've got millions relying on government for rent, cable, phone, even birth control. I guess this horrible economic stuff would be kind of a bummer if it were not for all that delicious welfare. Who needs an economy anymore? We've got you, baby. So how could anyone be upset with you? How could they delight at the degradation and mockery of Barack Obama? What's wrong with all these right-wing rednecks? Are they still sore about the whole thing that where you sent the IRS after your political opponents to harass and hinder them during an election cycle? Or the stuff about spying on the phone records of every American? What about all this business about you arming and funding Islamic militants overseas and then orchestrating a cover-up while a bunch of them murdered your ambassador? Are folks still mad that you funneled weapons to drug cartels that threatened to whistleblowers and threatened whistleblowers into silence? Or is it all this fuss over your Justice Department spying on and attempting to prosecute journalists? Is it the wildly unpopular 2,000-page health care law, the regulation mandating that religious employers provide abortion to their employees? The millions of tax dollars that you've given to abortion industry and blessings you wished upon a group of wealthy abortionists. The bailouts, the green energy scams, the massive expansions of government, the out-of-control deficit spending, the lies, the broken promises, the betrayals, the corruption, the attacks on our fundamental liberties. I can't imagine why anyone would get too worked up about any of that. Like you said, that stuff didn't happen, or it did, but it's not a big deal. Or it's not a big deal because it didn't. I can't remember. I don't know that. I just don't know that you treat everyone who raises any of these concerns with other. Utter contempt and disregard, which clearly proves that they are wrong. Mr. Obama, if you were actually guilty of being a deceitful despot who murders, conspires, and steals, and then obviously all true Americans would have no choice but to giggle with glee at the sight of your likeness being gorged by an angry bull. Fortunately, that isn't the case, which is why I'd like to apologize for the entire state of Missouri, for anyone who has ever attended a state fair, and for everyone in the rodeo clown community. You are still special, and I love you. Yours eternally, Matt Walsh. No.
Wow. Okay.
That's quite a letter.
Yes, that is.
And so, that was over the clown thing and the big uproar. So, there you have it. So, should we go to a break or what are we doing here?
Who is Matt Walsh?
He's just a guy that wrote a letter in and from Missouri. Yeah. Evidently he was at the rodeo. So.
We'll see if he's still around next week.
Yeah, don't drone me, bro.
Are we going to go to a break before? I guess we are. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Your old incandescent lights can consume 30 to 40% more energy than more efficient CFLs or LEDs, which are cooler, more efficient, and last a lot longer. Investment today reaps big dollar savings into the future. For more energy saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Don't need money. Don't take fame. Don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's down and it's sudden and it's cool sometimes. But it might just save your life. That's the power of love.
Makes me want to get up and start dancing.
Back not enough future. Room in here.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes you want to do that footstep thing, you know?
Happy feet,
yeah. Very good. So I believe that we have Shannon Grove on the line. We want to get to her as quickly as possible. Sorry about the long letter.
Good morning, Shannon. Are you there?
Well, maybe appears we had her and we lost her.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, she's on the road, so hopefully she'll call back.
Oh, okay. Well, we've got Shannon Grove on the line, and we were going to start talking about the Second Amendment issues. Evidently, she's very, very up to speed on what's happening in California.
Yes, she is. I actually met Shannon Grove down at the Capitol. We had a legislation day.
Oh, I didn't know.
And she came in and spoke to our group, and she is on fire with the Second Amendment.
All right.
So I believe we might have her back, huh, Bob? Oh, no.
Cell phones, not so much.
Do we have her number?
I do have her number.
Okay, why don't you guys do that and then get her back on the line, and we'll just go to her immediately. In the meantime, I'll look at some of the unfiltered news here, what's going on in the world. This is kind of an interesting one. This comes from the offgridsurvival.com, and there she is right there. And I'll come back to this. This is a Ponzi scheme over government debt, and we got to talk about that if we can. But
yeah, because we're not sure how long we're going to have her. Like I said, she's on the road traveling.
Yeah, so
she's actually
right
in a parade at 10 o'clock, so we were able to connect up with her. So we're waiting to see.
All right, stand by.
Okay, I'm thinking we've got her.
I'm thinking so.
Actually, that's Robert from Reading wanting to talk about the Second Amendment. If you want to talk to Robert while I get Shannon back on the line.
Okay. Good morning, Robert. Hey. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm working on my third cup of coffee, so I'm back to being reasonably human again.
Oh, that's more
anyway,
than the one I've had.
Well, trust me, I've spent the last three Saturdays working overtime for my job at the state of California and having to get up at least an hour and a half earlier than I normally do, so sleeping until 7:45 sounds pretty groovy right now.
Cool.
All right.
Oh, cool. Anyway, about the Second Amendment, we got to draw that line in the sand sooner because, let's face it, outside of the nice shot gun range, a lot of our public lands that we've been using for shooting when I was growing up here in Shasta County are disappearing faster than pancakes and sausage on Sunday brunch.
Yeah, it's getting bad. We've got quite a bit of people, quite a bit of the legislature in Sacramento thinking that, you know, we shouldn't have any guns or any rights to have guns, and it's just getting to the point of absolute stupidity.
I know. That's why I'm in the process of getting my wife's membership in order for the NRA. And hey, as long as I've got you on the phone, and I was wondering if you guys might be able to answer a quick question.
Okay. If we can.
Okay.
We might.
During the Clinton administration, Mario Cuomo, when he was running HUD, signed the equivalent of an executive order prohibiting people in shared community housing like an apartment complex, that if one person in the complex didn't have the right to own a firearm, everybody else couldn't have one, and even if they were legally allowed to own. Whatever happened with that? Did somebody finally come to their senses and throw that under the bus?
You know, I don't know. I've heard several different things, and that's on that particular topic, but I really couldn't answer that quite off the top of my head, really. I don't know.
Okay, well, I thought I'd give it a shot then, no pun intended, but like I said, keep up the good work, and just remember, the Second Amendment, and as those folks said at that one little rally a few months ago, the Second Amendment protects the other nine.
Very good. Thanks,
well,
Robert.
Thanks for coming, and have a great day.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Now I believe we have Shannon Grove on the line. Are you there, Shannon?
You do. I am. I'm so sorry for the fiasco this morning with the phone service.
Hey, that's okay. No worries. It's great.
It happens. So where are you at, Shannon? What town are you in right now?
Well, I'm heading up to Tehachapi, and I've got my horse in a trailer. And
Well, anybody who has a horse in a trailer is my kind of person.
I was just telling the folks before we got you on the line that we met down at the Capitol You gave a speech on Legislation Day, and you were on fire about the Second Amendment, and I just wanted you to kind of give us your take on the Second Amendment and how you feel about that.
I completely support the Second Amendment. I think, as your last caller said, the Second Amendment protects all the others, and I believe that wholeheartedly. And it just, I will never support and I will fight against anything that tries to, any law or any legislator that tries to bring a law forward to limit our Second Amendment rights. You know, I'm a former military person, and when I was campaigning, I had never been in politics before, and I got asked a question. They said, how do you feel about the Second Amendment? And I said, I'm a gun girl. And they said, you need to elaborate on that. And I said, well, I'm a gun girl. And they said, well, that doesn't make any sense to us. You need to tell us. I said, well, when I was in the military, I could take my M16 apart and put it back together in less than a minute. I carry a Glock 40 caliber. I have 8 rounds in my magazine and 1 in the chamber. I bought my husband a Ruger 308 for Christmas. All my kids shoot with this. And I prefer a 223, but my AR-15 works really well as well. So I'm a gun girl.
I guess that's down in Sacramento, you're probably considered a radical gun girl then, huh?
I am very considered a radical in many ways. You know, I just don't think they like hearing the truth. You know, when I talk about the truth regarding the Second Amendment. And, you know, the thing is that people in Sacramento are making laws and they don't understand anything about weapons. You know, for instance, you know, Glock fourth generations are not allowed in the state of California. There's no difference between a Glock fourth generation and any other Glock that was created. You look at, just because they're not on the list. You look at changing the pistol grips. It doesn't matter if you have leather pistol grips or pearl pistol grips. If you buy one, a weapon, it doesn't change the kill capacity of the weapon. If you got a pistol grip on a rifle and it's black, it's illegal, but if you, it's a 223, but if you have grandpa's wood rifle that looks like a ranch rifle, that's legal. It's kind of like ABC, anything but black or...
I don't know. I think these guys don't know a lot about guns, but I also don't think they know a lot about the Constitution or really care to, because they're not really concerned with our rights or our defense of our rights. They're concerned with power, you know, gathering power, the centralized power, whether it's in Sacramento or Washington, you know, and I believe that's really what this is all about. Could you update us on what's going on in Sacramento as far as any new legislation with regards to gun rights and so forth?
Yeah, there are several. There were about 50 bills or 20, I think 26 is the latest number I counted. There could be less because we had committees Friday or Thursday. But there are approximately 20, I think 21 or 26 bills left. And I think the most devastating, they all infringe and affect our Second Amendment rights. And you are right about the centralized power. And that was my argument one day on the floor to, you know, they were limiting somebody couldn't purchase over 3,000 rounds of 3,000 rounds of ammunition, without government permission. And my argument is if the government can purchase and it'd be in possession of 3,000 rounds of ammunition, every law-abiding citizen should be able to do that as well. But, some of the bad bills that are coming up, the worst ones. If you're going to buy ammunition, you have to fill out an application for the states in the Department of Justice. They will approve it within 30 days, then you can buy ammunition. That's a really bad one. There's another one that creates a biometric, kind of like a James Bond type feature on your weapons. Those we have two big safes at our house and one big safe in our garage, but we do keep a biometric safe next to our bed. And sometimes you have to run your thumbprint across it twice before it opens. And could you just imagine trying to defend yourself against, you know, trying to defend yourself and, you know, wait, Mr. Criminal, my thumbprint isn't working yet. You know, it's just ridiculous. They're trying to make it to where all weapons that are purchased and brought into the state of California can only be owned and operated by a specific thumbprint or imprint on someone's hand.
Yeah, I guess they don't have any problem with the Department of Homeland Security buying 1.6 billion rounds and, you know.
Hollow points.
Yeah. And why does the Department of Homeland Security need hollow point rounds unless they're expecting some kind of unrest? But, I don't know. What do you think the tipping point's going to be here? At some point in time, I'm starting to believe that Madison was right when he said that the nullification process begins at the local level with the people refusing to comply with the law.
You know, and you're right about that. And when you look at what they're doing, the state and federal laws with EPA, CEQA, and some other stuff, and bills that are going through the House right now, like SB 1 and SB 375 of 2008, they're taking all the local control for resources away from the city council members and giving it to unelected, unaccountable individuals that are unaccountable to the people, like regional boards and regional transportation. SB 375 that passed in 2008 was a Steinberg bill that says that if you do not live on 20 units per acre, a half a mile from transit, then you're considered blight and inconsistent or inefficient use of land. So therefore, you're forfeit your transportation dollars.
Well, that's
so you pay.
I was just going to say that's Agenda 21 that doesn't really exist that nobody wants to talk about.
And nobody wants to talk about it, and it does exist. So people say, you know, when they say Agenda 21, people get turned off because they think it's like a conspiracy theory-ish type stuff. But the bottom line is that if you just look at the facts and the information that was provided in Agenda 21 with what they want, you know, they used to call it smart growth, sustainable housing, and now they're doing this stuff, like I said, with SB 375, the Steinberg bill that passed in 2008. Now that is already law. And so basically if your local planning commissioners do not, your local planning or your local COG does not develop a planning community, like you got the Bay Area, one Bay Area plan. If they don't start that process, you're going to lose transportation dollars, even though you as taxpayers and hardworking taxpayers are paying that money. The other one that's coming through the building is another Steinberg bill. It's SB1. That takes all the redevelopment dollars that they were taking away, gives it to these local regional transportation boards like these COGs, these MPOs, these infrastructure finance districts, all these unelected, unaccountable governments that they're creating. It's almost as if the elected people in the city and county and eventually the state will just be, ceremonial type people, because the power is going to go to these unelected, unaccountable boards.
Yeah, we can all be the serfs. We can be
we can be the slaves.
Yeah, Surf City.
Shannon.
SB1. Oh, sorry.
Okay. We're gonna have to go to a break. Can you hang on? And we'll catch you on the other side and pick this topic up. If you want to call
sure
in,
can.
Okay. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Shasta County, this is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Judy Built Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Good stuff there. Wow. We're talking to Shannon Grove, and we're talking about the Second Amendment, and we're talking about California gun rights and where we're headed. And where were we?
I think we're on SB1, which is a very important bill going through the state legislature now. It's due on the assembly floor this next week. And it's a follow-up to SB 375 that I was just talking about losing transportation dollars of hardworking taxpayer money if you don't have 20 units per acre and a half a mile from transit. SB1 follows up on that bill, and it actually allows these regional boards, these COGs, these metropolitan planning authorities, all these different boards, they can seize and take private property for the common use of what they feel is the common use or the common well-being. And it specifically says in there that they can seize private property for private development.
That's communism, pure and simple. I mean, they asked Karl Marx if he could sum up the Communist Manifesto, the 10 platforms, in one sentence, and he said the abolition of private property. And that's what we're talking about. If the government has the ability to take and steal your property from you, your private property, then you are no longer free and you are subject to the powers that be. And it looks like those powers that be don't have our best interest in mind.
Well, that's exactly what SB1 says. And when you go back to, when people throw out Agenda 21, I've really noticed, I've never been in politics before, but I've really noticed that it people turn kind of a deaf ear if you're not really attuned to it. But if you quote some of the things and you throw up things on a spreadsheet, or you throw things up and it says things like the accumulation and concentration of land ownership is an accumulation. Land ownership is an accumulation and concentration of wealth, and therefore creates social injustice.
Boy.
Now, if that doesn't scare you, that's
wow.
But you can say Agenda 21. But if you say what that statement is, that's the motto that's underneath. If you Google Agenda 21 in the original documents that took place up in Canada when they had the first convention and the UN met,
right.
That's one of the key components. Land ownership is an accumulation of concentration of wealth and therefore creates social injustice.
Yeah,
I
was just going to say, what they don't tell you is that accumulates all the wealth and power in the hands of a centralized government, and you think you got social injustice now. Wait till those guys are running everything.
Yeah, and SB1, the bill that's going through the Assembly and the Senate, or that has passed the Senate and it's passed Assembly committees and it's going to the floor this next week. I challenge everybody, pick up the phone and call there's only 80 legislators. Make 80 phone calls and say vote no on SB1. Now, the Republicans are going to vote no. I don't see any Republicans voting yes on SB1. So it behooves you to call the Democrats. And you can go on the Assembly website and it just type in California State Assembly and then click on members and start calling their offices and flood their offices, because SB1, if it passes, it allows the state government and local area governments, and it's actually not even governments, they're just agencies, to be able to seize private property for what they deem private use for they call them food deserts, to put in like food stores, Walgreens, things like that.
Yeah, they're going to have a these guys are going to push this envelope too far, and they're going to have a revolt on their hands. That's what's coming, and as far as I can tell, because when you start going in seizing private property, when you start going in and taking people's food away from them and driving them into the cities or wherever they want them to go, I mean, them's fighting words as far as I'm concerned. This is Marxism with a, you know, dressed up with flowers and a wrapped in a gift box. It's just absolute crap, and they've dumbed down the young people in the schools and the education. They don't recognize this, I think, a lot of them.
Indoctrination in our schools.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No, I completely believe that it's indoctrination in our schools. And if you look at our university systems, they're, you know, we have the best university systems, but the instructors and the people that are teaching in our university systems, a lot of them are teaching our kids a way of dependency and trust in government instead of independence and freedom.
Yeah, and you know, God, what they don't tell you is communism and this centralized theme has never worked. It's always failed every single time. They usually kill several million people in the process, and it's not good for anybody, and everybody loses except the guys that are in power, and then you end up with this hierarchy of men that run the show and tell everybody what to do. I encourage everybody to go watch that documentary about North Korea, Kim Jong-il, and if you want real centralized power in the hands of a dictator, that's a good one to watch and see what the outcome is.
That's a good one to watch, a good documentary. The other thing is that, you know, when they come for your guns, I mean, when they pass these laws and they come for your guns, you know, America and California, but America will have only one chance to surrender their weapons. And if they do, if Americans surrender their weapons, we have a huge issue on our hands. You know, the reason why the Japanese stopped in Hawaii is because they knew if they got to California, they wouldn't just be fighting a mighty military. They'd know that there would probably every citizen in the state of California has the right to carry a weapon, and behind every blade of grass, they'd have a situation where they'd be fighting off the public, and including our mighty military. So I don't think they came any further because of that reason. And if y'all think that your government won't come for you like they did with our Jewish friends in World War II, you know, if our Jewish friends were protected by what we know as the Second Amendment, they might have got some of them, but they dang sure wouldn't have got 6 million. And if you don't think your American government will come for you, then you look at what happened in World War II when they rounded up Japanese Americans.
Yep. It's
something to be aware of.
I totally agree with you, and it looks like if that's what they're going to do, they're going to have a fight on their hands, and we come back to that you have no choice. And you know, the one thing I want to address here is, you know, the implications is that anybody who's you know, for gun rights, we're the rebels. Well, the real deal is we got the rebels in Washington and Sacramento because we just want to follow the law and the Constitution. They're the ones that are revolting against the Constitution. They're the ones that are starting this revolutionary idea, supposedly, that the government is right about everything, and government has been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time. Who takes your property? Who sends you to wars? Who's killed more people in history than any other thing? Government, 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 always government.
Government. That's what Ronald Reagan used to say. That's the most scariest word you can hear is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. And you're exactly right. You know, the bottom line is that, you know, when legislators get up, they take an oath. I've taken an oath three times in my life. Once when I joined the United States military and served overseas, I swore to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And as a legislator being sworn into office, we have taken that oath, the exact same oath that you swear to defend this country on. You take that oath. You put your right hand in the air and you swear to defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And then you violate it. You know, like, they're violating the Constitution almost on a daily basis on that floor. When we take up serious bills, whether it has to do with charter cities, the Second Amendment, freedom of speech, the right to property rights, they vote for those bills. The Democratic Party votes for those bills and sends them up to the governor's office. and they are violating not only their oath of office, but the Constitution that made this country free.
So the real deal is they're the outlaws. They're the ones that are circumventing the law, you know. I took that oath too when I went into the service, and against foreign and domestic. And domestic, I think, was actually more what the founders were worried about than the foreign, because we have people who are domestic enemies circumventing the Constitution in this country, and it needs to be stopped one way or another.
You're right, and you know, as a matter of fact, one time it's actually up on my website for that they shut my mic off. It's actually a pretty funny video to watch, because they shut my mic off twice because they were doing it was an issue that violated the Constitution. So I said, "Are you familiar with Article Question?" And then, you know, because you have to ask permission.
Go ahead. Say that again. You're breaking up just a little bit, Shannon.
There's a video on my website where they shut my mic off because I told them that voting for this bill would be a violation of the Constitution. And you swore an oath to protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that includes labor unions, because this was a bill that circumvented the Constitution in favor of labor unions.
Well, you know, we'll direct everybody to your website. I'm looking right at, I believe this is your website. It's arc.asm.ca.gov. And then I just typed your name in and pulled it up. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you go to videos. Yeah, just go to videos, and it talks about a Constitution issue. It was last session, but they shut my mic off twice. And they don't like to hear the truth. And the truth is that they're violating the Constitution. And you stand up and you fight and you defend the rights of hardworking taxpayer citizens.
Yeah, they're criminal. It's criminal, and it's just to the point of, you know, I'm taking the gloves off at this point, because these guys, you know, are just out of control criminals. And so, what do you think we can do about this? We're going to go to a break here, and then when we come back, let's talk about solutions a little bit.
All right.
Okay, let's do that. And just keep in mind that I'm traveling through the mountains right now, so I hope I'm here when you guys come back.
We hope so. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Was to be free, and that's the way it turned out to be.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
If you hear the song I sing, you will understand. Listen. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command. Come on, people now, smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
Well, I almost thought that might almost have been a little bit too kumbaya.
Over the top a little bit.
Yeah, a little too kumbaya there. We might have to rethink that one.
But it's time to band together, brothers and sisters.
It's time to get together. Yeah, that 60s stuff was good. We need to revive some of the feelings of our government, you know, being out of control, not going to a Marxist state, but go back to a free state, a constitutional
state.
Yeah,
and working together. And Shannon, do we still have you?
We do.
Awesome. So what's some of the solutions that we might be able to do here to help our country out and ourselves?
You know, the one thing that we need to do is we need to support issues like Voter Integrity Project. Voter Integrity, they train volunteers to go work at the polls. And when they did the 16th Senate district race, they found a lot of violations in the voter code. Not so much fraud, but that they weren't secure in securing our ballots for three counties. So we need to train people to work in the polls, so that voter laws are followed and that ballots that should not be counted are not counted and ballots that should be counted are counted. So that's the number one thing. We've got to elect more conservatives. And I'm talking conservatives. I'm not talking people that say they're conservatives and have an R behind their name and they're really not conservatives. And we need to elect people, you know, when you look at our founding fathers, or if you look at anything that David Barton says, when you look at our founding fathers, it was people from the church and the business community. Those are the people who came and ran government. And then they made the decisions for government. Then they went home and they lived under the rules that they created. That's why in the very beginning of the session, my first freshman year, I introduced a legislative ballot measure to for a part-time legislature. Because the thing is that these people make $150,000 a year, and they don't live in the real world where you compete for a job or you have to, you know, you get laid off or there's a potential for you to be laid off. They just get money, and that's the wrong way to run government. So we've got to get a part-time legislature. We've got to start working with Election Integrity Project so that we can get the state of California in compliance with voter laws. And the state of California is the only state in the nation that does not have a statewide voter roll. And they get an exemption from the federal government every year. So contact your congressman and tell him not to allow that exemption to take place. And then that will help expose multiple voting.
Yeah, you know, that's we've been involved with some of the election integrity projects and
yes, they have.
At different levels. And, you know, just reminded me what you said is, you know, Stalin always said that it's not who votes that counts. It's who counts the votes.
Exactly. And, you know, Election Integrity Project is a grassroots organization that has really studied the voter laws. And they really are training people the way they're supposed to go. And, like, even in one election, they found that, you know, they weren't securing the ballots. They were hand-delivering them by courier in those manila envelopes back to the ROV's office. Well, that's a problem, because what if you have an infiltration of a courier that's from an opposite party and doesn't deliver certain ballots? You know, you have to follow election code. And so involved with election the congressman on the federal level and tell them that we expect California to have a statewide voter roll and not to have an exemption.
You're kind of cutting out on us, Shannon.
On up.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what happened. We're kind of cut. You're cut out a little bit on us.
I'm really sorry. Yeah. I'm heading in the mountains. I apologize.
That's okay.
Well, I don't know, boy, we want to have you back.
Yeah, we sure do.
Get you on for a whole show here. And boy, I'll tell you, I think you're a pistol and we really like your whole attitude. And I think, you know, the state is well served to have you up in there, and maybe we can change this thing around.
I really appreciate those compliments. And, yeah, and the other thing we can do is pray. The bottom line is that, you know, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. And, you know, we've got to pray as well. So I'd love to come back on when I'm...
Yep.
Yeah, we lost her again. We'll
have you back. I'll give you a call, Shannon, and thank you so much for coming on and being with us what you could this morning. I know you're very busy and on your way to a parade, I believe. So we'll be in contact with her and get her back on, because I think we totally lost her this time.
Thanks, Shannon. Anyway, well, we got a couple other things that we can talk about here. The fun never stops is what I always say, because it never seems to. Let's go back to this story that we were talking about with the off-grid survival. Now, this just goes kind of feathers into what we've been talking about, government overreach, government out of control.
Taking your property.
Okay. Is the Ponzi scheme over? Government defaults on debt and then hides the truth from the public. Okay? As Congress gets ready for another debt ceiling fight, it seems our government may have already defaulted on the debt. For the last months, our debt has set at $16 trillion and some change. It hasn't moved a single penny in either direction. Sadly, what's most astonishing about the number isn't the fact that we are over $16 trillion in debt, but instead the fact that the number hasn't moved in the last 30 days.
Exactly. How does that happen if you're...
Do you know how it happens? Is they just don't report the facts. While most people would take the position as a positive, would take this as a positive sign, the fact is our own debt has grown by over $98 billion in the last 30 days. The government just isn't reporting it.
Imagine that.
Really? So we've got this economic time bomb ticking, and these guys are just not going to tell us that that we're growing the debt by $98 billion a month?
Well, that should just show the people more and more how much they... Don't give us the truth. If that number doesn't change, really?
Oh, yeah, and I bet you heard that on MSNBC, too. Yes, our government's lying to us, really. It's absolutely unconscionable, and I had to bring this up because it just makes me so angry that, oh, we'll just not tell everybody. Do you think they're not lying to us about anything? Let's see, NSA, IRS, Benghazi, it just goes on and on and on.
The government debt.
Anybody out there who thinks that the government is going to be benevolent and is telling you the truth, you're an absolute moron.
And they have your best interest at heart. You're in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is all good for you. Social justice. Oh, they're going to spread everything out and it's all going to be good and even. And, you know, when they move you into a little rabbit hutch down by the river, hey, life's going to be great for you. Really? You'll be lucky if you have a hutch down by the river.
And you get no carrots today. Yeah.
So, you know, anybody who thinks the government is going to take care of you, how are they doing it so far? Are you guys getting taken care of so far out there? Real good for you? You know, everybody's dying on the vine, food stamps. How's that working out? Now, I got another story here that really sort of ticks me off as well. This is about Benghazi. This comes from CNSnews.com. Benghazi was about 400 surface-to-air missiles stolen by some very ugly people, DeGenova says. Now, this is by Susan Jones, CNSnews.com. Former U.S. attorney Joe DeGenova, who now represents one of the Benghazi whistleblowers, told Washington radio station Monday that the real scandal in Benghazi is the theft of 400 surface-to-air missiles by some very ugly people. The Obama administration fears that those missiles will be used to shoot down an airplane or blow up one of our other embassies.
And how did they get there?
This sounds like Fast and Furious on steroids. Thanks. You know, instead of AK-47s, you know, oh, we'll just, oh, oops, oh, 400 surface-to-air missiles. Oh, we better pretend we don't know anything about it. You know,
let's cover this phony scandal up too.
Yeah, there's no phony. It's a phony scandal only. Let's talk about some video that has nothing to do with anything and tell them that that's why these guys attacked the embassy. And we'll lie about it for a couple of weeks. And the media will just gloss over that because it really doesn't matter that they're lying about that. And who came up with that story? I mean, who initiated that story? And they all seem to take the same line on it. But that doesn't matter? Oh, they're all liars. But that's cool. Doesn't matter. Really? Are you stupid out there? Wake up.
Yep.
Gee, I'm not a little angry about that one. 400 surface-to-air missiles running around in a bunch of hands. And then we'll just fund some more Muslim Brotherhood guys.
We'll just give them more money.
Yeah, we'll talk. We won't, you know, there's a military coup in Egypt, but we won't talk about it being a coup because...
We can't do that.
Yeah, we can't do that because then we'd have to cut off all aid. And we don't want to do that because that aid's going to the Muslim Brotherhood. Yay! Hey, with the 400 surface-to-air missiles.
Yeah, with their missiles.
What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
Okay. Not a thing.
Yeah, so there you have it. I did get one rant in here. And, you know, there's so much other unfiltered news here that I could go over and over and over again. You know, every week it's something. And anybody who believes that this government and Obama is this benevolent thing that's going on, I don't care what side of the aisle on, you're an absolute idiot. Wake up, start preparing, get ready, and start fighting back and get involved in your local government here so that you can start fighting back against these elitist social engineering, yep, social justice criminals. Okay.
It's time to take a stand, people.
To start circumventing our Constitution and get involved. You got to get involved and stop these people from taking your freedom and your rights away. Anyway.
Okay. We weren't sure if you're going to keep going.
I don't know. I want to keep going.
Yeah,
I'm getting to the swear stage.
it's time, people, that we band together, stand together, get involved, because it's just going to get worse if we don't. You know, it's time we take our country back and say enough is enough.
Or keep watching The Simpsons.
Okay. And I guess with that, we're coming to the end of the hour. We all hope that you have a great week, and we will see you next weekend.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence, and it is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And
George Washington.
This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
CNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Egypt's interim government vowing to thoroughly investigate any reports of security forces opening fire on protesters.
We guarantee you that we'll know the truth.
A spokesman for the interim president says police have come under fire by extremist snipers while trying to clear protesters.
There was a huge amount of self-restraint and self-control practiced. There was a huge amount of professionalism that has been adopted. And there has been a huge amount of use of force from non-peaceful forces on top of buildings.
Hundreds of people have died this week in fights between security forces and Muslim Brotherhood supporters. The interim government considering whether to outlaw the group, which was banned for much of its history in Egypt, and is now demanding the reinstatement of deposed President Mohamed Morsi. The state news agency reporting meantime that the Egyptian stock market will reopen tomorrow for a shortened session. Reports